You're listening to the Encounter Podcast, featuring my latest messages and teachings. Don't forget to subscribe. The Encounter Podcast. Encounter the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. I want to talk to you about spiritual resolve, staying committed to Christ no matter what. He is the Lord. We are the servants. Our obedience to Him should be our goal. If we simply trust and obey God, no matter what we face, He'll take care of the rest. So let's go now to Daniel chapter number 6, verse number 1. Darius the Mede decided to divide the kingdom into 120 provinces, and he appointed a high officer to rule over each province. The king also chose Daniel and two others as administrators to supervise the high officers and protect the king's interests. Daniel soon proved himself more capable than all the other administrators and high officers. Because of Daniel's great ability, the king made plans to place him over the entire empire. Then, the other administrators and high officers began searching for some fault in the way Daniel was handling government affairs, but they couldn't find anything to criticize or condemn. He was faithful, always responsible, and completely trustworthy. Because of his obedience toward God, Daniel found favor with man. But that same favor made him a target. People became jealous of him. People became envious of what God had given to him. There are ups and downs to favor. When you obey God, you're walking in the favor of God, no matter what your circumstance is. Now, favor doesn't always mean what we imagine it means. Sometimes people imagine that favor means that everything goes perfect, nothing wrong ever happens, there are no trials, there is no resistance, that everything just is this smooth path that is laid out before you. But that's not the case. Favor with God is simply walking in obedience toward God and being in the center of His will. And sometimes being in the center of His will is uncomfortable. Sometimes being in the center of His will require sacrifice. So there are ups and downs to favor. Sometimes favor will put you in situations that seem favorable. And sometimes that favor, that same favor, will put you in situations that are uncomfortable. But no matter what favor brings your way, just stay obedient. Just stay focused on God. Just continue to trust Him. And no matter what you face when you do that, you can leave everything in God's hands, because as long as we are obedient toward God, we walk in the protection of His will. Continuing now at verse 5, so they concluded, our only chance of finding grounds for accusing Daniel will be in connection with the rules of his religion. So the administrators and high officers went to the king and said, long live King Darius. We are all in agreement, we administrators, officials, high officers, advisors, and governors, that the king should make a law that will strictly be enforced. Give orders that for the next 30 days, any person who prays to anyone, divine or human, except to you, your majesty, will be thrown into the den of lions. And now, your majesty, issue and sign this law so it cannot be changed, an official law of the Medes and Persians that cannot be revoked. So King Darius signed the law. You notice what they did here. They used Daniel's devotion to God against him. This is what I mean when I say that sometimes your obedience toward God will seem to cost you. In fact, you will have to sacrifice. You will have to endure hardships. You will have to face uncomfortable situations. Sometimes serving God will seem like the popular thing to do. And sometimes serving God will cause men to hate you. Sometimes speaking truth will liberate people. And sometimes speaking truth will harden their hearts. And depending upon who you speak truth to, sometimes they'll thank you for it, and other times they will try to cancel you for it. But whatever men or women do to us, whatever society does to us, whatever culture thinks of us is none of our business. That's in God's hands. We must remain focused on His Word, obedience to what He has said, committed to the cause of Christ, committed to the gospel, and no matter what comes our way, all we must focus on is obedience to God. Sometimes doing the right thing will seem to put you in the wrong place. Still, just be obedient. Continuing now in verse 10. But when Daniel learned that the law had been signed, he went home and knelt down as usual in his upstairs room, with his windows open toward Jerusalem. He prayed three times a day, just as he had always done, giving thanks to his God. Then the officials went together to Daniel's house and found him praying and asking for God's help. So they went straight to the king and reminded him about his law. Did you not sign a law that for the next 30 days, any person who prays to anyone, divine or human, except to you, your majesty, will be thrown into the den of lions? Yes, the king replied. That decision stands. It is an official law of the Medes and Persians that cannot be revoked. Then they told the king, that man Daniel, one of the captives from Judah, is ignoring you and your law. He still prays to his God three times a day. Hearing this, the king was deeply troubled, and he tried to think of a way to save Daniel. He spent the rest of the day looking for a way to get Daniel out of this predicament. In the evening, the men went together to the king and said, Your Majesty, you know that according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, no law that the king signs can be changed. So at last, the king gave orders for Daniel to be arrested and thrown into the den of lions. The king said to him, May your God, whom you serve so faithfully, rescue you. Even in the face of threats, Daniel obeyed God. Even when the government came against him, Daniel obeyed God. Even when people were upset, Daniel obeyed God. Even when the culture, even when society was resisting what he was doing, Daniel obeyed God. He stood focused, steadfast. He had that spiritual resolve and strength that comes only by the Holy Spirit himself. And there he prayed. And there he committed himself to God. And on that point, he was not moved away from his devotion. He remained obedient. You can't fear man. Don't allow the fear of man to rule your life. It's a trap. Now listen to me, especially those of you in ministry. Because in ministry, sometimes it's tempting to try to please the people because the people are the ones who God uses to support your ministry. There will be times, minister of the gospel, when you will have to stand for truths that people may not understand. When you will have to stand for what you know is right, even though people may criticize you for doing so. You can't fear man. It is indeed a deadly trap. A stone was brought and placed over the mouth of the den. The king sealed the stone with his own royal seal and the seals of his nobles so that no one could rescue Daniel. Then the king returned to his palace and spent the night fasting. He refused his usual entertainment and couldn't sleep at all that night. Very early the next morning, the king got up and hurried out to the lion's den. When he got there, he called out in anguish, Daniel, servant of the living God, was your God, whom you serve so faithfully, able to rescue you from the lions? Daniel answered, Long live the king. My God sent his angel to shut the lions' mouths so that they would not hurt me, for I have been found innocent in his sight. I have not wronged you, your majesty. The king was overjoyed and ordered that Daniel be lifted from the den. Not a scratch was found on him, for he had trusted in his God. Now, Daniel was rescued by God. Daniel was saved from being devoured by lions, but this got me thinking. I thought, well, here we see a man of God who was innocent before the Lord, who walked in purity, who walked in obedience toward God's will, and God rescued him. But this made me question, Lord, what about the martyrs? What about those who weren't rescued? What about those who laid down their lives, who spilled their blood, so that they might be obedient to their Father? Well, the truth of the matter is that sometimes God will miraculously intervene, and sometimes he has other plans. But that is none of our business. What God does with us is none of our business. What people say about us is none of our business. What society thinks of us is none of our business. What culture will do with us is none of our business. All we can focus on is whether or not we are being obedient to God. And we must trust Him with the results. Just stay obedient. Do what's right and leave the results to God. Do what He commanded and leave the results to Him. This is the price of obedience, but it's also the privilege. It's not just a price, it's a privilege. To know that you're walking in the will of God, to know that your life is pleasing to Him, to know that when you stand before Him, you will hear those words, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Now, in this case, God did vindicate Daniel, as we'll read here in the next few verses. Then the king gave orders to arrest the men who had maliciously accused Daniel. He had them thrown into the lion's den, along with their wives and children. The lions leaped on them and tore them apart before they even hit the floor of the den. Then King Darius sent this message to the people of every race and nation and language throughout the world. "Peace and prosperity to you. I decree that everyone throughout my kingdom should tremble with fear before the God of Daniel. For He is the living God, and He will endure forever. His kingdom will never be destroyed, and His rule will never end. He rescues and saves His people. He performs miraculous signs and wonders in the heavens and on earth. He has rescued Daniel from the power of the lions. So Daniel prospered during the reign of Darius and the reign of Cyrus the Persian." Daniel's obedience toward God affected that whole kingdom. Think about that. Daniel stood fast. Daniel had spiritual resolve. Daniel decided that no matter what anybody did or said, he would remain devoted to his heavenly Father. And because of his obedience, yes, he faced conflict. Yes, he faced envy. Yes, he faced those who were jealous of him. Yes, people tried to destroy him. Yes, he was in uncomfortable circumstances. But ultimately, God used Daniel's life for His glory. God spent Daniel for His own glory. I often tell the Lord, "Lord, spend my life for Your glory." We just obey. Trust and obey. Trust and obey. Trust and obey. And leave the results to Him. When you walk in obedience toward God, He'll take care of the rest. I don't know what you're facing. I don't know what you're dealing with. But God does. And in the midst of that trial, in the midst of that chaos, all you simply have to do is trust and obey. The results may not be what you want them to be. The outcome may not turn out the way you had hoped it would turn out. But when you trust Him, when you obey Him, you can know that He's accomplishing His will in and through your life. And He very well may touch others with your life too. Simply obey God and leave the rest in His hands.
Thank you for listening to the Encounter Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe. You can help keep the Encounter Podcast on the air by becoming a monthly supporter or making a one-time donation now. To give, just go to davidhernandezministries.com/donate. Until next time, remember, nothing is impossible with God.